There are a lot of guys who shave their chest, so it doesn't look odd.
Yeah, I buzz mine every now and then.
Yeah, me too.
I've been told I need to.
Yeah. Well, you got like a Persian rug on your chest.
I posted a photo on our Instagram. You can see the you can see the top coat.
All right, everyone.
Well, it's week.
Episode 12. We can't keep track of the episodes.
We can't, but welcome to the middle of August. And as the summer is at the middle of
August.
It's August 1st.
It's literally August 1st.
Welcome to 2025.
Welcome to the dog days of summer.
We're recording this on Christmas. So it's August 1st.
Maybe we'll wait to release it until the middle of August.
I think my name is Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney here.
And we are two dads. Who work hard, play hard, dad harder. I am a father of two. Actually, I'm a father of three now because in the past 2 weeks, I forgot to announce on the podcast, we birthed a puppy in the Dunleavy household.
Oh, see, so now you're going to make me sound like an asshole because I've always had a dog, but I've always been saying I'm a father of two.
Yeah,
I'm a father of two.
My dog is a puppy. So
mine at one point was a puppy.
Correct, but I don't think when the dog... what I've been told is once it graduates to post-puppy status, it's much easier to manage a dog. So I don't think the... I think a dog is a puppy as a child. A dog as a two-year-old is a dog.
Training a puppy is...
No, it's like having... Every time I complain, I get reminded you had a baby. And I go, well, no, I didn't have a baby.
The only difference is...
My family did.
Like, obviously, I wanted to say training a kid. But, like, raising a child... is tough because it lasts longer, right? Like that child
versus dog,
but it's just slow moving, right? Like there's like gradual milestones
improvements.
Whereas a puppy, those first I want to say 3 months are wild. Potty training, you're training it not to go on like certain furniture, not to bite, not to do this, not to do that, to sit,
eat my entire house,
not to chew on things. Yeah. Like, that's very labor-intensive 3 months.
It's
crazy. So unless you, like, have a dog or have done that, like, you don't... Like, you're like, oh, yeah, we'll get a dog. And, like, the kids will take care of it. No, they won't.
Oh, this is my wife's idea.
The kids are not training the dog. They'll wind up walking the dog and cleaning up shit and stuff like that, putting down the food. But the training is all you.
No, it's all... I was an innocent bystander in the purchasing of the dog. I mean, I did research it, but this was about getting it for my kids. We thought it'd be a good therapy. Blah, blah, blah. And then what we didn't realize was for the past 2 years, we've been reading the book Chewy Louie. I don't know if anybody... Have you read this?
No.
You never Chewy Louie?
I would recommend all of Cesar Millan's books.
Oh, no.
He's the man. Dog Whisperer.
Oh, Chewy Louie. Chewy Louie is a must read for any 2 to 4 year olds. But in Chewy Louie, the dog Chewy...
Chews
every 2 pages, they like have a house. They get the dog. He eats like the living room. Then it's like, oh, they fixed that. And then 2 pages later, he eats like... the entire bedroom. Then eventually he eats the entire house. Then the house gets rebuilt and he eats the entire house. So the dog progressively
gets worse.
Eats until like the family realizes, and I think he grows up and then he stops eating all of a sudden, or he stops eating the house and then they're all happy. But at least my wife said to me last night, she goes, oh, what? Have you read Chewy Louie lately? I go, no, it's like a whole different book now that we have the puppy, because it's like we're literally reading about the puppy.
What are they trying to show?
Yeah, like what's the point of that book?
Moral?
Oh, so I'm admittingly bad at reading comprehension. It takes me a while to understand books because I'm a visual person.
Yeah,
I believe the moral of if anybody else reads Chewy Louie, let me know what you think it's about. I just think it's about having patience.
Yeah.
I think it's about having patience with your dog and understanding, like, you have to love it. That's a good question. I'll probably have to reread it tonight.
I'm with you.
So there are cliff notes.
I'm
for
with
Chewy
you
Louie.
With the reading comprehension. Like, I think Moby Terrible. Dick is about, like, a fishing trip.
Or a whale. I don't know. It's a whale.
No, there's like all these deeper meanings behind it that I don't follow.
Thank God for cliff notes. Cliff notes. So that's been the biggest change in the Dunleavy household. And today, getting back to... So we're not going to really talk about... Well, who knows what we're going to talk about? We're talking about dad bots today, right?
Yeah. Maybe we'll do a full episode on dogs another time. Prepared for that.
We're not really prepared. Are we ever prepared?
True, yeah.
I don't know if we are.
We're a little more prepared to talk about dad bots.
That's right. Oh, my microphone just went out.
Sorry, this guy.
Taking a pause. But my actual... The dog has helped me with my dad bod because what I realized
is... Oh, yeah. You're going on those walks.
I have been getting up earlier.
Chasing it around.
And I actually realized now I have about a 5-minute when I have to take him to pee and poop in the morning and walk around my backyard, I'm doing like circles to help the dog get its action going.
Because he hasn't had all the shots.
Well, no, we got a fence put in.
I'm saying, like, why aren't you walking him through the neighborhood, just the backyard?
I don't want to have to get dressed and go out.
Oh,
like, okay. I literally go out in my shorts barefoot.
I forgot that Dunleavy's have acres of land.
We have
doing laps around his backyard.
Dunleavy Estate in Port Washington North or Port Washington. We have a very large 1/8 acre backyard. It's vast. I'm literally walking in probably a 20-foot circle, trying to have the dog follow me while it doesn't bite my shorts off. The other day, I think it almost made me naked.
Get him used to a leash.
Well, we do walk the dog during the day. We'll bring it in the neighborhood, but we don't want to do the neighborhood because our neighborhood has a lot of people come and bring their dogs to our neighborhood to walk.
Okay, yeah.
And so there's a lot of outside the neighborhood dogs, which I don't know the shot situation on. So until we have another 3 weeks where we get some more shots. We have done the neighborhood walks, but we're trying to minimize
enough on the dog walks, dad bods.
But it helps you with the dad.
So it's helping you with
the
dad bod.
But it's helping my dad bod and my workout regime of doing it.
All right, so you're getting your walks in.
Correct.
So the dogs.
Danny and I may. I think what we should do this week is. So I believe Danny and I both have. We would in the West, in this world of dad bods.
Curious to see where this is going.
I was gonna say I actually think we qualify for having dad bods.
Yeah. I guess.
Versus non-dad. No, there's because the dad bod, I think the preferable dad bod is a man who's probably a solid 10 to maybe 25 pounds overweight.
Oh, I thought you were saying like we were solid 10s.
Oh, 10s. We're off the chart. No, I'm saying what first of all, we were talking, me and Danny started talking about this because
Here's the thing.
Let's give the background of why we got into dad
bods. But I don't think it's like a dad bod, I don't think it's necessarily overweight. Like you could be at the current weight, but just not in shape. Like what I like to call skinny fat.
No, I think if you Google dad bods, there's definitely a little belly tone there. Not a lot of belly tone.
No,
but
I'm
saying, a little bit of belly.
You can be at proper weight. Like let's say you should be 170 and you're 170, but you're just like.
I don't know. I think a real preferred dad bod is having some muscle tone. You have enough tone that looks like you're making an effort.
Oh, all right. I see what you're saying.
The real dad bod.
You're trying to work out, but you just got so much shit going on that you're eating and you're you haven't fully committed. You're not spending enough time at the gym.
No, you're doing the appropriate and you're spending the right amount of time for being a father, which is the qualification of having a dad bod. You probably work out 2, maybe 3 days a week, but you're still drinking, you're still eating, your kids are you're still enjoying life. Yeah, you're still enjoying life.
That's like a guy with a dad bod, it's like, well, that guy still knows how to have fun.
Correct.
You find a dad that's like jacked and chiseled, it's like, well, you're probably not with your kids that often. And you're probably not a fun guy.
Well, yeah, when you're out, if you have a six pack and you're out with your buddies, you're sitting there when they're all eating chicken wings at the table. You're getting grilled chicken salad.
Can I have some lettuce wedges, please?
Can I please have just I'll have the vodka on the rocks? What's your low carb? Give me a skinny girl margarita. Now, as I say that, I have been accused of doing all three of those things. However, I still make it up in other ways. I'm so fun to be with.
Okay.
And I don't have a six pack, so I'm not that much of a buzzkill.
Yeah. Well, there was one time I was. When we were doing that weight loss competition with work, I'm trying to, like, we went out to, like, a boozy lunch and we're eating shitty. And I was like, let me get a Michelob Ultra. I normally drink Miller Lights.
Correct.
So, like, let me get a Michelob Ultra. And I was like, why? And I was like, well, I'm just trying to, like, watch my weight. You know, watch the fig, guys.
It's the low carb.
Just trying to cut some weight. And then during lunch, we wound up looking up, like, what the calorie difference was. 2 calories.
In a Mick Ultra?
Versus Miller Lite.
Yeah, Miller Lite.
It's like
actually,
94 calories versus 96 calories.
I've Googled that
it
before.
It might have even been 95 to 96.
No, High Life, Miller High Life.
Well, High Life, no.
No,
I'm
no,
talking
Miller
about Miller
Lite. Yes. Miller Lite is the lowest. If you were, it's like Pinot Noir for wine. If you're going to drink a beer, you don't
but
want.
But you still get all that great taste. Miller Lite, feel free to sponsor us.
I mean, listen.
Or send me a couple of cases.
I think it was Nick Lachey originally.
I'm going to be in Nashville next weekend. Feel free to send me some cases of beer, Miller Lite.
No, but Nick Lachey made Miller Lite famous when he was on that show with Jessica Simpson way back when. Newlyweds. Yeah, that's all he drank on the show.
Yeah, that's what made Miller Lite famous. Nick Lachey.
It did. Well, listen.
Nick Lachey
on
the fucking Newlyweds.
No, because he was like a rich guy drinking
it.
Made it cool. I don't know.
That's the most outrageous thing you've said.
I thought that's when it became like mainstream. If Nick Lachey's drinking it on MTV, he's saying, this is cool, guys.
Yeah, maybe for 17-year-old girls he made it famous.
Oh, wow. Well.
And Vinny Dunleavy.
And me. Some would argue. Some would argue as a 31-year-old man, I was probably a 17-year-old girl.
Because that is a good one.
at that point in my life, I might have still been a 17-year-old girl.
I can't lie. I watched that show, too. It was phenomenal.
It was great.
I'm not crediting Nick Lachey with making Miller Lite mainstream famous.
When I think about my memories of that show, I've always been this guy drinks Miller Lite. Like, he has all this money.
He's a cool guy.
Because he has all this money, and he chooses to still like be frugal. Well,
that's gonna be me when we're famous.
Yeah,
Miller Lite. Saying that about me.
Listen, they say to be rich, frugal, rich. It's the way you make your money.
I'm pretty sure Miller Lite, being the first light beer, made it mainstream famous. But
I guess I
digress.
All right, well, so anyway, so we did. I recently have lost 15 pounds, and I've kept it off for a weight loss challenge. So my dad bought. I went from being. I don't. What the fuck is? I was like, wait, what do you mean? Sorry.
I actually lose that weight in your head.
I think I have a good dad bod working out. Although my wife last night, so I told her we were getting ready for the cast, and I was doing my, I was actually not doing really any research. I just was telling, she was asking me over dinner what the topic was for today. And I said, we're going to talk about dad bods. She was like, and I was like, it's like, great. Like we can, guys can have dad bods. And it's like, whether we're in shape or not, like,
I'm gonna
it's
start,
awesome.
Like, sorry to interrupt, but I'm going to start giving Mary Jane some shit. Elise is very involved. Mary Jane, like, forgets that I'm doing this.
Oh, well, I mean, I do remind my wife all the time. Please don't even get me started this morning.
Mary Jane's like, why are you going to work so early? It's like, no, I'm recording my podcast. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. You're still doing that?
Oh, in the Dunleavy household this morning, it was a family affair. Because with this dog, the dog gets up early. So I got up at 5:15. Yeah. The dog was crying, and the dog sleeps in my daughter's room. So then all of a sudden, walked the dog, got it back in its crib, but it wanted to play, so it wouldn't go to bed.
Yeah.
So then at 5:30, my daughter wakes up, and Emily's like, oh, Daddy, the dog. So then I was trying to get her back to sleep. By 5:45, she's now in my bedroom with me as I'm jumping in the shower. She's like, Daddy, why do I have to go to work early? I go, Emily, I got the podcast.
Yeah, it's my second job.
Set the podcast. She's like, oh, you and your podcast. 7-year-old. I was like, well, this is what I have to do.
All right, so anyway, continue. So you're talking about dad bods over dinner.
So she tells me a story about the women. So on Sunday, my daughter had a birthday party at the local Manor Haven pool in Port Washington. It's the public pool. It's a nice situation. I've talked about it before.
Yep.
So another family had a birthday party there from the hours of 12 to 2. And all the moms, and I think it was a girls' party. So mostly moms showed up, although I think most time moms go to these parties. But anyway, so all the moms are at the pool. And she goes, oh, you guys, it's like these dad bods, there is no eye candy. All we did was stand around the pool. We found one guy who looked good. And was like, God damn it. And they literally honed in on one guy who was like, that's the only eye candy we have at this pool.
So they don't like the dad bods?
No, they were complaining that they were saying that there was not that. So I argued, I said, but was that because there wasn't any good looking dads who had a dad bod? Because the guy they honed in on, I go, well, was he? I go, this guy was like, he was so in shape. He was young. I go, well, was he a dad? She's like, oh, no. He was like a 25-year-old son
trainer
of like this other family. I was like, but she was like, but the way he stood there and rolled his head through the water, I was like,
yeah, probably had fucking luscious locks.
Correct.
Like
I was
Thor.
Like, I was like, well, he's not a dad. I was like, who is the best looking dad? And she was like, well, I was like, that's the whole point. But and second of all, it's not like when we go to the pool, we're scoping out all the moms or even the hot girls, because this is a pool where the
you're not. Okay. Vinny's scoping out his competition. Like,
where's the competition? I can beat that bod.
He's running the SWAT
analysis. I'm in the water with my kids.
I'm trying to figure, is that girly teen?
I'm trying to make sure my kids don't drown in the pool because there's no flotation devices, okay? I'm more focused on the fact that there's pee in the pool. My kids are swimming.
I put it there.
I don't want somebody to die. Did I just swallow something? And I'm fine. And I'm looking at where is my wife so she can swap
after this one.
Anyway, the point is, and I don't even know what my point of the story was.
Your point
I've lost
everyone complains about dad bods, apparently.
No, they were actually looking for a hot dad.
Yeah.
So then we had a pool party in our neighborhood the next day. So all the fathers were there, and I said, let's get back to rating the dads.
Everyone take
the neighborhood.
Your shirts off.
I was like, no. So then it became about me, and I was like, okay, so what about all, we had that party at Jeff's house on Sunday, who had the best bod? And then I expected my wife to actually say my name, and she did not. So she gave it to one of my neighbors named Tom, and I was like,
"Well, is it warranted?"
Yeah, she's in good shape.
Okay, so you can't get mad.
I can't. I'll give it to her.
She's being honest.
I said, "Well, who's number two?"
Yeah, and I think well, it was now you're going to give me top three.
And there's three of us that I think were in a race for potential. Oh, I say we look probably all the same.
If it's even, she's got to give you the nod.
She gave me number two.
She's got to give you the nod if it's a tie.
But she gave you number two for the mixture of muscle tone and overall build. That's what I got. So,
did all the other men have hair?
Two of us do. One of us is actually hairless. So one of my buddies has no
hair.
You're
talking bod or
no, his
head?
Chest. His chest. He has no hair that grows on his chest.
Oh,
and
lucky.
Two of us.
If it naturally
does not grow. Like there is no follicle.
It's a difference between
does not grow.
He looks like a little boy then?
No, but I'm sure he has like a little bit of chest hair, like some sprouts.
No, there's absolutely no hair that grows on his chest.
Really?
It's like
not
a baby's
even on his
ass.
Nipples?
Nope.
That's weird.
He has hair a little bit on the back and on his face. So he grows hair over there. But
that's
his
weird.
Chest, it looks like, but it's actually, I mean, it looks like there are a lot of guys who shave their chest, so it doesn't look odd.
Yeah, I buzz mine every now and then.
Yeah, me too.
I've been told I need to.
Yeah. Well, you got like a Persian rug on your chest.
I posted a photo on our Instagram. You can see the top coat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Jake, you're a hairy. This
Jake's
is like, we
girlfriend
have a hairy
likes
beast
Vinny's
in
chest?
This crew. Well, I actually.
We do have a very hairy room in here.
I know. So my hair is actually though. If anybody knew me, sans 10 years ago.
Mine's recently buzzed.
My hair has actually increased in the last. We'll talk about it on another week. I went through puberty like 5 years ago, and my hair exploded all over my body. I used to have a patch. I used to have a little tiny like, triangle.
Yeah.
And it like tripled. No, I have hormone problems, people. We'll talk about it on another day. But because of that, I'm growing a lot more hair now. Amongst other things, as we speak, no, it's
that doesn't
listen.
Mean like your dick.
We'll have it. No, listen, we'll do an episode dedicated to men's health and hormone therapy. Anybody out there is anti-aging? Don't be embarrassed. You could write in, but
we'll talk about that another.
We'll let it go. Actually,
we'll talk about that another. We're gonna put that one back on the shelf.
Yeah, I'm going to my urologist next week.
We'll put that on the shelf too.
For all you, as you get older, guys, be prepared. Not only do you have kids, but you may actually have the prospect of having kids. You may have to visit a urologist. And so anyway.
Yeah. So dad bods.
So I don't even know where we're going with this. All right, listen, we have.
Here's my quick advice. Try to get a run in every now and then. Continue to eat. Continue to drink. But like, I don't know. Hit the treadmill every now and then. Hit the stepper. Hit the bike machine. And, you know, maybe do this. You know what? You know what's the best for dads?
First of all, I'll get personal trainer Danny McCartney.
Yeah.
What should
I
be doing
saying,
to maintain
man,
my dad bod?
It's just so you don't fucking die. Like, just keep your cardio up. Hit the treadmill every now and then. Go for a run every now and then.
This is a PSA for all fathers out there.
And you know that? You know the machine? There's like a circuit of machines in every gym.
Yeah.
Use them. It's like there's like eight machines. It hits every body part. You get it done in a half hour. Go through that cycle. 2-3 times a week, you're good to go. Then you won't look like an asshole and it'll look like you've done a push-up every now and
correct.
Then. Correct.
But the real point is for your dad bod.
You know what I mean? You won't look like a flabby 13-year-old that never and his hair.
Listen to this one, Danny. I'm gonna put this in perspective. I think when you look at the guy's body, and I think this is where it all goes to, like, what does your physical fitness say about your intent in being a dad? And I would argue that the reason why people love dad bods is that it shows that you're making enough effort to keep yourself healthy.
Yeah.
Which means you
party.
Care about being alive as your kids grow up versus when you really, really are overweight, and nothing offensive to our overweight listeners out there. However, because you're probably working really hard and you can't find the time, but that means you do want to be, you got to think a little bit more about your family so you could be there for them. You don't want to have a heart attack. So we do want everybody to be in shape. And on the same token, if you have a six pack and you're too in shape, then you're spending more time focusing on yourself and not being with your family. So you got to find
agreed.
That hap. Now, granted, people, there are teachers out there. You have 3 months off in the summer. Get it. You work out.
Oh, like, if I was a teacher,
I get it. There are people who don't sleep.
Would be
chiseled. I'm telling you, for the average guy, correct. But for that average guy who's getting like 8 hours of sleep and you're not a maniac, like, you got to find, there's a happy medium of like not being a narcissist and not being like disregarding.
Here's our new tagline. If you dad so hard, you have a dad bod.
Correct. Yeah. That's a good one.
You know,
dad so hard, promotes dad bods.
Damn right. So dad bods promote us.
I don't think dad bods is a thing. And there's nobody owns dad bods.
It was a joke. So what we are going to do, though, so we've spent a fair amount of time talking about dad bods, but the one thing we haven't talked about that we said we were talking about for like the last 3 weeks was viewer emails.
Oh my God, viewer emails.
I keep saying viewer.
We have to listener give a shout out. A listener mail. I've been saying viewer. Yeah, idiot. It's listeners. So there has been a fan of ours, Kristen, who wrote in 4 weeks ago, has patiently yearning for our advice. Recently met.
Yearning for our advice.
Yeah, because I think she's replied and been like, guys, are you ignoring me? I don't think she slid into our DMs yet. That's a thing.
That is the easiest way to contact us.
Slide in my DMs.
Plus, it'll grow our Twitter followers, so please do that.
No, your DMs are in Instagram.
Twitter also.
Oh, I'm not on Twitter. Oh. And nobody's on Twitter. The stock is down. They like just got rid of like...
Twitter's been doing well.
Facebook's on.
And that's talking about the stocks by Vinny Dunleavy.
It's all about the gram. I'm watching a lot of CNBC.
Twitter's on the up and up, though.
Twitter, I can't do the tweets.
Twitter's making moves with all the all the negativity that's been happening with Facebook in past months.
I would say if you're a dad out there and you're going to be on some social media platform, the gram is the safest. Trump's keeping Twitter alive, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the gram, if you're a guy who's not on social media, because I do think, by the way, I talked to a couple of fathers this past week, a lot of dudes that listen to this podcast are not really on social media and don't follow us on the gram. So for all you guys who are keeping your lives
private,
on the DL, and you don't want...
Right, you don't want your wife finding out about your mistress.
Or whatever you're doing, just join the gram, don't post anything,
and just
follow us.
Just
that's
like
all you
got to
do
every now and then.
You don't need to. Social media is what you make of it. You could be a lurker like all these other women out there.
Fathers, you don't have to put a picture up there.
No, I have gone. There are a lot of dudes now that are listening to this that don't realize you could be on social media and not actually have to put anything on social media.
Exactly.
But you can follow us on the gram and then it'll make your life happy.
Make yourself a burner account.
It's fine. Yeah. Well, you can make up a new name. Nobody even knows who you are on the Instagram.
This email.
Oh, so the viewer email. So, she loves listening to our podcast from on her way home from work, which I think is it's a very popular time.
Yeah,
to listen to
and from.
And she enjoys hearing stories about our kids. However, would love to hear more about our lives before kids.
Okay.
Her husband, her and her husband just recently were married, and they want to know what they should be focusing on before they're ready to mom and dad so hard. So what are what are these things that you should really be taking advantage of?
Vacation.
Prior to having kids.
Vacation. I would say vacations are the biggest thing that, like, obviously aside from your life being turned upside down, your vacations are something that you really take for granted that vastly change once you have kids. Because to go on an alone vacation is that much more of a hassle and project because you have to get someone to watch the kids that you trust and will watch them and hopefully don't have to pay. You're probably not going to go for as long of a lone vacation.
It's
probably
way more affordable.
Like
your
night.
Most expensive vacation without
now,
kids is nothing compared to your vacation.
Exactly.
With.
And so now all your vacations are 9 times out of 10 with the kids, very expensive to your point. So if you were taking one vacation, if your thing is like taking one vacation a year, that one vacation a year is now with kids and it's even more expensive.
Yeah,
so you'll never go on a vacation alone again.
I would agree with that.
If you're a year away before getting pregnant, go on a big vacation, especially a week.
Do it before you're pregnant.
Yeah, do it before the quote unquote baby moon.
I had a great baby moon. I don't know if my
I don't
wife
know,
had a
right,
great
your
baby
wife
moon.
Didn't. Right. Like our baby moon was in Disney. I'm drinking around. Of course, it was in Disney. I'm drinking around the world, and Mary Jane's just taking pictures of me.
Disney McCartneyville.
Then she got sick, but it was actually pretty good. She got sick. We got a wheelchair, so it was pretty fun.
I can't.
Yeah, for her.
I can't. No, but the baby moon concept women love, although it is terrible for the woman, great for the man.
Well,
I would agree with you. I think Kristen schedule the good vacations.
Yeah,
get it in now. The other thing, so on a non-vacation, I think locally what I would do, I'm trying to think, what are the things you wanted? I think you want to enjoy more of the stuff. Like, I would think go on nights out to like more, go to like a museum, because you'll never do that again until your kids are like in high school.
Okay, professor.
I'm trying to think, what would I have done differently before I had kids with my wife? What do I miss?
Libraries.
I think you wanted... I would say, I don't know if you would do things different. I don't know how much I would do different. I think keep living your life with your husband. But what I would say is take time to appreciate it. Just take a moment to say, you know what? This is special.
And we're never going to do
this. And I love having
like
it. Like, really appreciate the time that you have when there's silence. Even when you say you're home watching a movie on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Look at each other and go,
who
this
says
is
we
awesome.
Can't get serious? No, it's actually pretty funny. Good. Mary Jane and I say it all the time, like after like a long weekend. We're like, remember when we were just dating or engaged or just married? And we, like, on a Saturday, we would wake up whenever we wanted to wake up. I'd go for like a run. Mary Jane would go for a bike ride. We'd like get back, watch TV for 3 or 4 hours, go to Target and just wander around for 2 hours.
And then
go out and go out to dinner and go drinking.
And you guys buy some Disney toys, watch some Disney videos online.
But like,
and then go
like, you can't have that stupid simple time anymore.
It is the little
every
things.
Every second of your day is now watching another human being make sure they don't die.
It is the little things. The other thing I would do is hang out with all of your single friends immediately. Because one, you got married, so they no longer want to see you. So all of those single friends will be gone in 2 years. And once you get married, your single friends slowly disappear on you. And two, once you have a kid, all your friends who don't have kids, that's the hardest thing to say. All of your socialization with
kids, about the kids
starts to become about who we hang out with.
Yeah.
They have a kid, great. Like, I have a lot of friends who are married and are married couple friends we had that it has become more difficult for us. If I think about the reality of when was last time we saw each other, it's been a good, like, one of my best friends got married, him and his husband. We have not seen in probably 9 months. And part of it is their social life as a married couple is the two of them just go and travel.
Doing stuff,
and they're doing things that are without kids. So they want to hang out with us. Like, let's go to dinner on a Saturday night.
Yeah, that
like,
was...
I got a fucking
like
babysitter.
I was the last of my friends that had kids. Mary Jane was the last of her friends to have kids. I was the first of my friends to have kids, or one of the first. So, like, my friends that didn't have kids, when they were doing dinner or we would ask them to come over or whatever, it was like, hey, do you mind if we bring the kids? Hey, sorry, we have to do it at this time. Hey, this. Whereas, like, with her friends, they were all in the same boat already because they'd been there, done that. Because
my friends who don't have kids are like, oh, don't worry about it. We'll come over. And the first time they come over, they're like, oh, it's awesome. Want to see your kids? And I'm not seeing that for another 2 years. Yeah. They're like, unless they have a kid, they're like, peace out. If I'm going to hang out on a Friday night. Because who wants to be around?
And it's funny, like, now, like, so me and one of my best friends are, like, where he would come over, I would go over to his house. And if we didn't wind up doing anything, we would just, like, be drinking at our houses, watch movies, but, like, get drunk. Now those easy nights have turned into, hey, you want to come over for breakfast? Because I've been up since 6 a.m.
Yeah. You know? So, actually, the best advice in that is, if you are married and you do not have kids yet, hang out with everybody who doesn't have kids and avoid any friends with kids, because as soon as you have one, your life flips.
And go for those good vacations.
Everything flips, because now you're just like, I got to survive.
Kristen.
A good vacation with people without kids.
Kristen, take a weekend and just kind of talk with your husband and be like, hey, what's all the stuff that we love? What's all the stuff we want to do that, like, think that we potentially won't be doing when we have kids? Do all that shit.
Think about it. If we have a kid, how difficult will this be to do? And if it's difficult to do, then you go and do it.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
All right. That was a pretty
Some
good
solid life
pretty
lessons.
Good advice.
Kristen, we look forward to hearing about the next year of your life and all the things you accomplish.
Yes. And as always, follow us on all social media. Instagram and Facebook is at Dad So Hard Podcast. Twitter is at Dad So Hard Pod.
Send us your emails to dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Tell us about your dogs.
But follow
your dad
us.
Bod.
Follow
questions.
Us on social media. Reach out to us on social media.
Reach out to us if you see us
keep
on the
that
street.
Email professional.
If you see us on the street, please come up to us. We like to be acknowledged as celebrities.
I've been working on my autograph. So
we don't mind. I might be accosted in an elevator
and I got
in
a
hallway. I love talking about this podcast.
I got all these headshots that I'm carrying around all the time.
Yeah. Like, I'm open for selfies. Right. Tag us. Have a great week, everybody.
Peace.